All of us girls, shadowed or not, had to be escorted to the bathroom. We were only allowed to use the bathroom at assigned bathroom times, and that was it. If I had to go at any other time than a regularly scheduled bathroom time, I just had to hold it. There were girls who could not hold it, and they were forced to wear Depends or diapers. The staff took every opportunity to humiliate them in front of the rest of us girls for their laziness and rebellion because of their lack of bladder control. There was a girl who was there with me who would frequently wet the bed. Every morning, the staff ladies made a big production of checking to see if she had wet the bed or not. Then she would have to hurry and strip her bed and wash her sheets while still getting ready for school in the allotted amount of time. None of us girls was allowed to help her get her bed stripped, washed, and remade. Sometimes during the night, I was allowed to get up out of bed and wake the staff lady who was guarding the door near the bathroom to get permission to use the facilities. If the staff felt like too many girls were getting up for potty breaks during the night, then they would change the rule to only using the bathroom during specified breaks in the middle of the night. If you didn't go during one of those breaks, then you didn't get to go at all. The rule for potty breaks overnight fluctuated between those two policies while I was there. I mentioned the one time that I got shadowed. That is also the one time that I got spanked while I was at Hepzibah House. There was a student who was at Hepzibah with me, and she stayed on after she had completed the program and became a sort of staff member. I had been working on the outside crew with her for several months, so I felt like I knew her, to the best of my ability, as we were closely monitored. Ron Williams had a son who also worked closely on the outside crew with us. This student and the Williams boys started secretly dating each other. Now bear in mind that they never once left the premises together, they never kissed, and they never even so much as held hands. But the Williams family believe in arranged marriages, so this secret dating, which was nothing more than a crush, was strictly forbidden. Their relationship came to light somehow, and it also came to light that I had known of it. I was awakened in the middle of the night and brought into the closet where all my belongings had been strewn onto the floor and all my drawers had been empty. I was questioned over and over as to what I knew about this relationship. I honestly didn't know much except that the two liked each other. I was told that I was lying and that I was being rebellious and deceitful in allowing this relationship to continue. After being questioned by several staff ladies, I was allowed to go back downstairs and join the other girls. But from the moment I went back downstairs, I was shadowed. I thought that was the end of my punishment, and I was upset about not being able to work outside or talk to any other girls at any time. A day or so later, I was called back upstairs into Ron Williams' office. I was scared to death. When I had originally been questioned, Ron Williams was on the road, so I didn't have to face him. But this time, he was in the room waiting for me. He sat down with me and began asking me the same type of questions over and over again. I didn't have anything new to tell him. Apparently, I was not giving him the answers that he wanted to hear. I remember two other staff ladies coming into the room, and I knew in that instant what was about to happen to me. Even though I instinctively knew, Ron Williams explained it to me anyway. He explained how the rod of correction cleanses away the evil from the soul, and he quoted a bunch of Bible verses. I was forced face down onto the floor of that office, and my arms were straight above my head. One staff lady knelt on and held my arms, while another staff lady held my legs. At this point, Patty Williams was in the room, and she spanked me while Ron stood by and watched. I don't recall how many times she hit me, but I remember that she was talking during the whole ordeal. She was very angry, and I could feel her anger each time she hit me. I was crying because of the pain and embarrassment, so I guess it was assumed that I was sufficiently broken, so she stopped hitting me. After the whole ordeal was over, I had to immediately sit down with Ron Williams while he talked to me again and told me how that was God's will that I be punished to rid my soul of its wicked ways. I was very sore, and it hurt to sit down and talk with Ron. I hurt for days after that. I was still being shadowed, so I was not working outside. In fact, I would have had a hard time doing the heavy labor we were required to do outside after I just received such a brutal beating. After a few weeks, I was no longer shadowed, and I was put back on the outside crew. The rest of my time at Hepzibah House was pretty much uneventful. Of course, by uneventful days, I still mean that those days were filled by being surrounded with unconcerned, uncaring, and uncompassionate staff members.